secretary, a Roman labor correspondent here at the Black Expo. And I'm in the lobby where there's a gentleman playing an instrument that he says is from Africa. And I'm going to talk to him more about this instrument. And his name is
Howard Underwood.
How you doing, Howard?
All right, yourself?
So, Howard, what's this instrument you're playing? Tell me something about it.
The instrument is originally from Nigeria, but this was made in the States by a gentleman in Mexico. But he basically, what he does is he goes over, learns the skills of making kalimbas, or they call them lamellophones. This is a larger kalimba. So it's called lamellophone. And the reason, I guess, they call it lamellophone because it's a cross between a vibraphone and a xylophone and a kalimba. So you got those three instruments that are mixed into this one. But it's just a large instrument, a lot of low bass notes you can get on it. A lot of nice melodies.
So you play with a group?
I play off and on. I used to play with a band one group I played with. People might remember this group, Sweet Magic. I played with that group for about 15, 20 years. Uh-huh. Another group, Pangea, out of Saratoga, I played with them about the same length of time. I played with pretty much a lot of different people in the area. John Hilton, Azam Hamid. I do a thing with Washington Park, Rumberos in Washington Park in Albany. We do a drum circle. I don't like to say a drum circle, but we do drumming. And then today we're doing a thing here at the Expo. I helped a friend out. He reached out, needed some help, so I'm helping him out with the drumming. I'm pretty much freelancer, you know, independent. Somebody called me to need something to done, if I'm free, I'll jump on it.
So what other instruments do you play?
Here's my thing. I use a lot of different instruments to write my music. I play keyboards.
You're a writer.
I play keyboards, guitar, percussion, vocals. I arrange my own stuff. Only thing I don't do, I play bass. I'm not very good at far as putting music to my vocals. Once I lay the vocals down, I have a problem with that. But pretty much, I just use the instruments for writing. Keyboards, pretty much do all my own playing, all my music. So
just give me a little bit of your history of how you, that brought you to, you know, doing this.
Oh, my history is deep. History is long, brother.
That's
what
I
tell
you, where you born?
I was born in Jacksonville, Florida.
Oh, okay.
So we came, I've been here in Albany since I was maybe 10 years old. Mm-hmm. And lived uptown, downtown. I started at Philip Livingston School, where I took violin lessons. That's the first instrument I took when I came to Albany, was violin. Then I took sax, got into various different groups in the area when I was young.
So how did you come up here? You
know, my mom was here first, and she sent for us. My mom's came up here. She was up here like a year before, or 2 years before me and my brother came here. So it was like getting used to the north, because down south.
Why did you leave?
Well, because I had some illnesses, like I had allergies.
I'm saying your mother, she came up here first.
Oh, my mother was coming up here to better educate herself. She was going to school, college up here, so she came up here. And we stayed with my grandmother until things were straight in the north. And then she sent for us. And ever since then, it's been like moving. Music has always been with me. So from junior high school, elementary school, I took choir in high school, took band in high school, sung in quite a few singing groups. So music has always been a part of my life since I've been here in Albany.
So did you make a career out of it, or did you have to?
I tried to. I gave that a shot before I was trying to make it, taking it to the next level. Like I said, it's rough out there trying to get into music, but you either got to know somebody or be persistent constantly. And I was for a while, but that's why you get beat up, you know, just constantly sending out demos and nothing's happening. Tell you to listen to the radio. Hey, listen to the radio more. But I kept writing, you know, I didn't stop writing. I still write to this day.
Is it in your song? Is it producing this?
I'm working on that. I got two CDs right now, and I'm going to take those two CDs and have someone take the best songs off of the two and just make one CD. That's all. So that's coming very soon. But that's what I do. I just stay busy writing, And when somebody asks me to help them out, I help them out. If they got a show, I'll help them do a show. Somebody call me to do a gig, I'll do a gig if I'm free. So. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty much.
Do you and your other brothers or sisters?
Oh, I have a brother, two brothers. Mm-hmm. They're down south. Both of them are musicians. Both musicians. One's in a singing group. One plays flute. He was in a group. But marriage life sort of strayed him away from that. I have other brothers and siblings as musicians. So two of them musicians. But basically that's it for me as far as the music history. I'm still plugging. I don't give up.
Right.
I just keep hanging in there. I'm 71. I'm still trying to get my music heard and out there. So.
You know, I asked you that question about your mother, you know, why this question came up, because I know back in that time, you know, in Florida and all down south, it was a segregation.
Oh, heavily racist, brother.
Right, racist. A lot of people just left.
Yeah, well, that's a lot of people left for that too, but I had to leave because of illnesses. I had a lot of sickness that wake up with eye swollen, hay fever, allergy. But it was a lot of that. I was there when you had to sit in the back of the bus.
Right.
I was there when you had colored fountains, white fountains. Yeah, I was there doing all that. So, it's a big difference when I got here. Like I said, it was like a culture shock when I got to Auburn. It was. Yeah.
Do you remember a group called The Brothers?
The Brothers?
Yeah, in Auburn.
In Auburn, yeah. Back in the day. Yeah. Was an activist group. I remember The Brothers, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, back in the day, they had a lot of groups that were trying to do things, but after a while, you sort of get tired and you see where it ain't going nowhere and you're getting a lot of flack. So a lot of groups broke up, disbanded. Yeah, but this expo here to me is like it's something to look forward to in the future, you know. I talked to the young lady, she said they're gonna try to keep building on this. Every time they have it, they're gonna try to make it larger than the last time. So that's a beautiful thing.
So do you feel that Black Club gaining anything in terms of, you know, breaking out and doing business here?
It's slow. They got a long way to go, believe me. I mean, I see some progress being made, especially with the young folks.
Right.
The young folks are putting a little bit more step into it as far as when I was coming up. We gave it a shot, but we just gave up too quick. Now the young people are doing a lot more things that I see than we did. You know, this 518 is all you hear, the 518, and they got a lot of different activities going on and things that they do. I like that. So I still try to stay in locked stock with the younger people, you know, as far as keeping up with the music and find out what the trend is, so I don't get lost, left in the dust. So I try to keep up.
Well, you know, a lot of young people want to be rappers and different things.
Yeah,
what kind of message you would have if young people who might want to come into this business?
I don't have anything against rap music. Uh-huh. I like rap. Matter of fact, I like rapping myself. My thing is the message. If it's nothing that you have to say that's positive or that's going to uplift people, to me, it's just a bunch of words that you got and you're making money off of.
Mm-hmm.
My thing is about message. You know, people being able to tell somebody something and they gain something from that. Take it and pass it on to somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
And rapping, I don't have no problem with rapping. I just don't like the profanity and how they denigrate women in the rap music, so I have a real problem with that.
So when you write your songs and stuff,
stuff definitely got to be on message, on point. Now, if it ain't helping you, I don't want to, I got to give you some sort of uplift. So that's what I do.
Yeah, we have a Juneteenth. Do you ever play during the Juneteenth?
Oh yeah, Juneteenth, yeah, definitely do that. I did that last year. Yeah, I did Juneteenth.
Mm-hmm.
Did it the year before.
Yeah, they had the Juneteenth, and then they also had the African American Day Parade. But they didn't have it since COVID.
I always try to stay active with the community.
Right.
You got something? If I'm free, I'm on it.
Yeah. Well, that's good to know, man.
Yeah, it ain't always about no money either. It's just about giving back, you know what I mean? Just putting something back into the community.
Right. And it's good for young people seeing something positive.
Positive,
Because one day they're going to be old.
There you go. You gotta walk in my shoes.
Right, you gotta walk in your shoes. Right. And mine.
Yeah, yours too.
All right, I wanna thank you.
All right, my man. As always, whenever I see you, we can always chat.